Alright, good afternoon everybody. 2 days away from the 4th of July, 2019. Quick video for everybody. I had a thought while I was driving. Sal, please. Do a video. Just wait, okay? So, the thought I had was this. One, should I do a video with my kid in the backseat? So, you can see how that's going to go. Two, we're actually hiring somebody right now, right? So, we're in the process of somebody who we're hiring for an executive administrative assistant, whatever you want to call it, office manager, I don't know. And really a super talented person who actually has a good job. But what's interesting is this person is willing to leave their job and ready. It has been for a year because the way that they are treated at work. Because even though the money is there, the dissatisfaction of the job and the dreadfulness of having to go through work on a Monday through Friday, really not looking forward to doing what that person has to do, has now forced them into a place where they're looking to have more recognition, be part of a team, not work for an AH. And they have found themselves in my office, and that other company will lose a great employee, from what I can tell so far, a great employee, somebody that's really the glue holding a lot of the walls up in that office where she works. And it makes me think, when she leaves, they're going to do things like try to promote her, try to throw cash at her. They're going to get mad when she leaves. They're going to talk bad behind her back. They're going to blame me for it and say that I'm a piece of shit because I took her from them. But the reality is this. There's a reason why people leave. Sometimes it's for money. Sometimes it's for schedule. And oftentimes, it's because of how they're being treated. People will not leave a place where they're being treated well and given respect and being rewarded for a job well done. I have a friend of mine, he's a chief in Monmouth County, New Jersey, and he's a great dude. And I said, you know what, man? You guys don't make the most in the county. Not even by a long shot. Not even close. But nobody's going to leave because you're going to be good to them. And everybody knows that. And everybody appreciates that. And everybody's going to have a little bit of a difference of opinion at some junction. Nobody can ever be well-liked across the board. It's impossible. But the reality is, it's like, why would you leave a place where you're being treated well, you have good support, good air cover, you're being recognized for a job well done? Even if you're making less, people won't leave. So don't get mad. I always find it funny when I talk to cops and they're like, yeah, I transferred. I went to this other PD. My old PD hates my fucking guts. Why? Why are they not looking at themselves in the mirror and saying, what did we do wrong? Why did this person leave? What are we not doing right that made this person split? You know, I'm not encouraging people to depart from their agencies. This is meant for people who have control of situations like this to say to yourselves, huh, there's something wrong here. We're having a hard time retaining folks. I wonder why that is. Let me just not sit back and collect a paycheck. Let me try to do something about that so I can stop what's going on in this agency. Sometimes there's some variables that you can't control. Horrible contracts, bad money. You'll see great administrators working tirelessly to get that stuff fixed to retain good quality employees, because we're bound by the handcuffs of what the government's going to give us for salaries. But reality is you'd be surprised how long you can hold somebody, especially a key quality employee, when they're being treated with respect, kindness, thoughtfulness, empathy. All those things matter to people. You will get a lot more out of somebody with that. On a quick side note, more practical advice for everybody else who's watching this. And again, I just want to reiterate, this is not me telling people, get the hell out of where you work and go somewhere you appreciate it. Although that's very good advice. I'd much rather see people say, you know what? That's us. Let's fix it so people don't have to transfer. Don't blame other people. You should be asking yourself in the mirror, what are we doing wrong? You should go into a mirror and say, what are we doing wrong that everybody who starts this place is fucking gone in 10 seconds? What is the problem here? Why are guys miserable as fuck when they walk through the doors here? Why can't we have a good working environment, especially in law enforcement, the rest of the world literally seems at times like it's against you, and they're not. Why are we creating more internal gripes and hardships for people who are already dealing with enough around the world in this kind of, I'll never understand that. And I got to tell you, I have said that to people in the past, supervisors, people terrified. We're terrified of where I worked. I would say, I'm not lying to you. I just can't understand why you have to bother everybody when we got so much other shit to worry about. I've said that, and I'm not making that up. It's an interesting story. I'm not going to get the names. The second one is more practical. When you're at a traffic stop and you start hearing, especially for the newer people in here, you start hearing people asserting that they have to use the bathroom, or they need tampons, or they're going to shit their pants, or they're going to throw up, or they're in a rush, or this or that, or this or that. That's a good indication that you may be in the presence of criminal activity. Just a quick side note. So on top of all the other things that you learn in class and all the other jazz and the things that we talk on in here, I have in my notes to talk about it. I haven't had a chance to jump on here and talk about it, but when you stop a car and you're starting to hear somebody say like, oh, I'm sorry, I have to use the bathroom. It's not just for somebody who's speeding. Let's take the speeding element out of it. This was not a stop that was done with the intention of writing a ticket. This was a pretextual stop, not based on color, creed, religion, age, any bias reason, for totality of factors that you have learned, you've been educated through the 3.5 years that we've been a Facebook group here. You have all that. You've selected a car, not for an egregious motor vehicle violation, for something in some people's eyes is very minor, right? In the grand scale of the eyes of motor vehicle law. And then you're hearing red flags going up like, hey, you know, I really have to use the bathroom. I mean, many of our videos that we show in class, that we share in the group, people just start adamantly expressing that they have to use the bathroom. They have to use the bathroom. They're going to throw up. I can't tell you how many times I've had people tell me they're going to piss their pants, and 23 minutes later, there's no pee-pee. She's getting her period. Okay. So is 90 billion other people too at this moment. Don't be a sucker. Don't fall for shit like that. Let's get you to the bathroom. Let's hurry up and get you to bed. All right, go inside to 7-Eleven and get yourself some tampons. Guys, stop it. Don't be so fucking naive. And things happen, right? Things happen. You're going to make mistakes. And I get those calls from people all the time. Oh, dude, I had a good one. I fucked up. So did I. Like, and I'm not even close to the best. I'm just not even close to the best. Good communication ability. From field training and going through 3 police academies, I'm able to understand what people need to know to have more success at this job. And I was getting beat at the end, too. It happens. It happens to everybody. It happens to the best to this day. Nobody goes out and swings and hits 100% every single time. Nobody has 1,000 batting average. Right? The best people we know are batting 500. So that being said, remember that.